Some young undocumented immigrants can now apply to work legally in the United States. The Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency began accepting their request for deferred action yesterday. WNYC's Mirella Ivorak went to the Lower East Side, where hundreds gathered to get legal advice on the process.
Young undocumented immigrants started lining up in front of St. Mary's Church on Grand Street at 6 a.m. When the basement doors opened 5 hours later, 21-year-old Duwan Diaz was among the first to enter.
The first thing in the morning, I woke up like energetic. Oh, I want to come early. I thought the earlier the better, you know.
Diaz is studying radiology at City College. He says he feels life could change completely if he's granted deferred action. Diaz wants to get a job at a clinic after he graduates and start working towards what he describes as his American dream.
This means that I could buy my own house, I could live on my own, I could support a family, I could have my dog.
Diaz came to the U.S. 10 years ago from Colombia and overstayed his visa. He wants to ask one of the dozens of immigration attorneys here, would that harm him? It wouldn't. Those who overstay their visas or cross the border illegally qualify for a 2-year deportation deferral and the work permit. But attorney Lauren Burke says basic questions like those were common. And then there was some who just wanted to hear from a lawyer that deferred action is a reality now.
Someone said, so is this really real? And I think for so many people, they've grown up their whole lives just fighting for this, but not believing it could ever become true. And when I said, yes, it is, it was this almost look of tears in her eyes, you know?
25-year-old Jody Williams can relate to that. She says a lot of emotion has been building up in her since the president announced a change in immigration policy 2 months ago. Williams came to the U.S. from Jamaica in 1990. She made it through her junior year at CUNY, but now works as a nanny to save money. She says getting deferred action will allow her to return to school and get a journalism degree.
Before President Obama's statement, we were all, myself included, living like in this very dark tunnel without really seeing a light.
Williams says deferred action would also allow her to get a driver's license and travel.
Man, I just want the freedom just to be able to just hit the road, you know, and just be able to live a freer life and a freer existence in this country.
And then she wants to work towards her biggest dream, becoming a writer for the New York Times. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivorak.